some footy, and the Sydney Swans boys have been on a roll, and one of the stars has been Craig Bird. Craig, welcome to the show. Great to have you on, mate. And you've got a bit of payback coming up on the weekend.
Yeah, hopefully we can get the win this weekend. But yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
Hard to believe that the Giants beat you in round one.
Yeah, it is. But obviously, we didn't start the year too well, and that they came ready to play that in round one. And it shows if you don't turn up on the day, you can get beat by anyone. So hopefully, you can turn things around this weekend and get the win.
Craig, I reckon it was really interesting watching that game, and I've watched it again this week, just in terms of what went wrong for the Swans. Was it all about work rate?
I think it was. We were a bit off. We had some players early in the year who were probably a bit out of form. But a lot of the boys have turned things around, and we've got a pretty heavy contribution now. We've got 22 blokes playing well every week and playing their role. So I think that's a big turnaround, the work rate and just the form for most of the players.
Bertie, don't want to dig up some bad memories, but what was the aftermath? What was that internally? What was the meetings like after that game?
Yeah, obviously we were pretty disappointed with that performance, and there was a number of performances earlier in the year. So we had a couple of stern words to each other and a couple of honest feedback sessions, and the boys really turned things around to their credit, and we've been playing some good footy lately.
Bertie, who drives that?
The players. Players and the coaches, obviously, but we were obviously very disappointed in ourselves with our performances, and we had a few words and just went over a few things that weren't working for us, and just trying to improve a few things.
Who leads the chorus? Does the captain usually lead the way in relation to challenging your peers?
Yeah, usually our leaders are really good, so they're always challenging the play group and challenging each other. So usually the leadership leads the way with that sort of stuff, and the players jump on board.
What's happened in the last 8 weeks? Are you fitter as a group?
We're probably a little bit off at the start of the year with that sort of stuff, but I think it's just our work and our defensive pressures really lifted that last 8 weeks, and we're just playing better as a team. And as I said, players' form has really improved individually, and we've got a good weight of numbers now. We nearly have, you know, all our 22 players contributing and playing their role each week.
And you would have done the review this week, Bertie, and GWS has been a big improvement over the last month.
Yeah, you're right. They obviously had a bit of a flat spot after the first couple of rounds, but the last couple of weeks have been pretty good, and they've had some good wins, so their confidence is going to be up, so we have to play well again this week and play better than we did after against Richmond.
Now, Bertie, you played, of course, with Barry. He tells us that butter wouldn't melt in his mouth, but it wasn't always like that, was it?
Yeah, I did play with Bash for a couple of years.
Wouldn't have been for many games. He was always in the grandstand, Bertie.
Careful, Bertie.
Bertie, just when you had those, you know, those handball drills and kicking drills where you run across your teammates and stuff, were you actually scared?
With Hawley?
Yeah, with Hawley, knowing that he was in the vicinity, knowing just what potential he could do to you.
No, it was alright. It was fine being on his team, but what I had to play against him.
I didn't do the handball drills anyway. I don't handball.
All right.
I used to sit down and just do the kicking drills.
Hey, mate, how have you assessed your own season, personally?
Yeah, a bit like the team. I started pretty slow, to be honest. I had a few sort of problems with my body at the start of the year, but managed to get on top of that, and I think similar to the team, last sort of 8 weeks or so have been pretty good, pretty consistent, so hopefully I can keep that going for the rest of the year.
Craig, I think we've all saw it from afar, the talent of Buddy Franklin. What's it like playing up close and personal with him?
Yeah, it's awesome. He's such a good player, and I sort of didn't realise until he sort of came here what his work rate and how much he does sort of off the ball as well. His defensive pressure is awesome, and he obviously liked the team, started a bit slow at the start of the year, but really hit his straps, and he's such a great player for us, and hopefully he can put in another good performance this weekend for the rest of the year.
And, mate, how is it going out and about with him? You've been out a few times with Buddy, or...?
No, he can't really leave his house, to be honest. The media's just all over him, so...
House parties.
Hey, Craig, you're a good tagger on the field. You should be a good tagger off it.
Yeah,
can't tell us he doesn't get out and about, but come on, you can't tell us he doesn't get out and about.
Oh, he does occasionally, but he's got to be careful about where he goes. But anyone get on the beach, the paparazzi down there following him, so you can't go too many places.
He's got to drive properly too, drive on the road.
Tell us about Kurt Tippett's inclusion, mate. When you get him and Sam Reed and Buddy and also Goodsy up and going in that forward line, it's potent stuff.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's a big in for us. He's such a great contested mark, so He's going to be a great inclusion. McKean, Buddy, Reedy, you've got Goodsy down there as well. So our forward line's pretty strong, so we're going to have to play well and get the ball down as a midfield group.
Well, Rampy's the other one down back for me. He's been a really big improver. I thought with Johnson going down with, you know, that big injury, it's going to be hard to replace, but, geez, he's slotted in beautifully.
Yeah, he's been great, Rance, ever since he's come in last year. Just competes well. He's really fit, really strong. So, this is a great contest down there. He rarely loses a one-on-one battle. So, really confident having him coming in, and it shows we've got pretty good depth in the team.
Bertie, what do you do down back now that Reece Shaw's in the sidelines? Do you just reshuffle it and Jared McVeigh, who can play that role, as we know, just slot in beautifully?
Yeah, I'm not sure. We've got a few different options. Obviously, Jared can go and play down back as he started last year, but young Zach Jones as well has played pretty well last week when he came on as a sub, so there's another option for us to play down back there.
Has Tommy Derrick's been a little bit stiff? He's been pretty good for you.
Yeah, I think so. He's done a good job for us over the last 8 weeks, but we've got Pikey as well. He's been such a good player for us over the last few years, so he's a bit stiff, but hopefully he'll keep working and get another crack this year.
Great, great to talk to you, mate. Good luck against the Giants. Certainly you owe them one, and look forward to watching the big game coming up at the SCG tomorrow night. Good on you, mate. Thanks for that.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Craig Bird joining us there, one of the stars with the Sydney Swans. A break back with Tip Against Mick. He's been in good form, Baz. And then, of course, Barry's Bake coming up very shortly, 16 past 8.